City of the show, you can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. It's Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. In case there was any confusion at the top of the hour, the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab is active for the next 15 minutes. Actually, it's about closer to 10 minutes now. The word is winner, W-I-N-N-E-R. So text that in to our app. Our text number, 45911, brought to you by Andujar and Levine. You could win $500 in the next 10 minutes. The word
Knights
is fan, winner.
Knights fan, 45911, not this one. Knight fan.
I'm confused if people do that because they're confused or if they're just trying to pull my chain and get us to read their text on the air.
No, I don't think they're confused. I think it's an honest mistake. It's an honest mistake.
Well, we want you to win the 500, so text it to the right number. It's a nationwide contest. Yep. It's not coming here. Also, a reminder, we will be broadcasting tomorrow.
Live!
Live and out of the house. We are at the Boathouse. On Naples Bay from 2 to 6, you're all invited to hang out with us. I hope to see you all there. I miss you all. This is the first time because of COVID-19, first time in a year we've had our show out on the road.
Going to be a blast. Got some friends coming.
Yeah.
Place is absolutely fantastic.
Right down the water.
Yep.
Temperatures in the upper 70s tomorrow. Mm. It's going to be perfect.
It's another 10 today. It's a 10 today.
Great food. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. It's like not really working when we're working. Which some of you have accused us on a regular that we don't have real jobs, so.
And they're correct, but yeah, it's still still a pleasure to do this. Hey, real quick little college football nugget for you. Ohio State, Justin Fields just signed for representation with Athletes First and agent David Mulgeta.
Yes.
Guess who he also represents? And sure. It could be coincidence, but I'm saying good tie-in.
Urban Meyer or Trevor Lawrence?
No, not Urban Meyer, a particular quarterback that's been on the...
Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
Okay. How about that?
That's something.
That is something. All right. Before we go any further, some business to take care of. It's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's us. All right. And Rick Church in for Chris. So we've got the Eagles. They've hired Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni as their head coach. He'll have to decide if Carson Wentz is his guy. Still, Eric Bieniemy, not a head coach. Still getting the Chiefs ready for the AFC Championship game. Ted Thompson, former architect of the Packers, has died at the age of 68. Danny White leaving UCF to be the athletic director at Tennessee. Notre Dame football on probation for a year for recruiting violations. And tonight, the Hoosiers and the Iowa Hawkeyes. You can hear the game here on 99.3 ESPN starting at 8:30.
Iowa favored by 10. Also, Patrick Mahomes took the majority of snaps while Field was on with us. Adam Schefter, his colleague over at ESPN, tweeted out that Patrick Mahomes took the majority of snaps today at practice. Andy Reid said he looked good, moving around well, feels good, important to follow protocol. That's what we're doing. But he was moving around, throwing the ball, took most of the majority of first snaps today.
And don't forget, in addition to the quote-unquote protocol, and again, he was choked out, not concussed in my opinion, he got that really bad toe. He was really limping with some turf toe before he went down with the other injury.
And it was such, I mean, as an athlete at that level, the most frustrating thing is when something happens after that has nothing to do with the play. The play's finished. Yeah. All he's doing is he's kind of walking backwards a little bit, and he just kind of toe turfs it a little bit. Almost like, you know, you walk in casually, sometimes you sprain your
ankle. He's kind of untwisting himself and taking a weird step.
It was a goofy thing, but man.
I know.
I think he'll be fine.
If I get turf toe, I'm hampered. You said professional athletes. I don't know if I've ever had turf toe. I've stubbed my toe numerous times.
I've had my toenail ripped off by somebody sliding into it at second base on a double play.
Stop.
Didn't know about it till after the game. My foot was bludgeoned, but that's okay. We won. I made the play.
Good job.
Yeah.
In eighth grade gym class.
Spikes.
We were playing soccer.
Yeah.
Which is, I hated soccer then too. I went on to kick a ball, but went straight on with the toe, not the side of the foot.
Oh, God.
And it killed my big toenail. And that night it was purple and then came off the next day.
I picture soccer. So remember the movie Meatballs?
I remember the movie. Bill Murray, right?
Yeah. Remember the kid? His character name was Rudy Gerner. They put him in. He's like, yeah, Rudy. Him and Spaz were playing defense. Yeah, take your shirts off. And Rudy's like on the ground and trying to make it. It was a big goofy kid. It was also in a movie after that called My Bodyguard, if you remember. It actually was kind of funny back in the day. But, yeah, Rudy Gerner, you. Soccer.
Could be. Just soccer and I were never meant to be. So, anyway. I know we've got... with the conference championships, we were playing some sound from the Bucks earlier today. Yeah, you got some hot nuggets fresh off the presses for these games this weekend.
Absolutely.
We need to know, right?
Yes, so many. So many. Let's see. Should we begin with the Bills? We've been doing a lot of Packers, Bucks.
Yeah, let's dabble with the AFC a little
Let's do a little dabbling with the AFC. I mean, there's so many here.
Yeah.
All right, Bills, 13-3, Chiefs, 14-2. Sunday, 6:40. Now, do you have any preference? I'm kind of like doing... Would I rather have – obviously, I'm rooting for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
And all those years with the Patriots in situations like this, I'd be like, do I want the early game or do I want the late game? Do I want to see who we may be able to play in the Super Bowl by playing the late game, or do I want the first – I don't know. Does it really matter?
I like – in my dream scenario, like if I were rooting for the Lions, I would want my team to be in the late game. I would want the drama – we're down to three teams. We already know one team is in waiting, and then we're going to finish the piece of the puzzle. And it's nighttime and prime time as opposed to afternoon. I think the later game scheduling wise has a little more cachet to it. But
and then from when I was doing the Patriots post game show, just a post game show for over a decade, I would always want the late game because a couple of times you had in the early game, if they won, you got to do a show for 3 hours. While the NFC Championship is going on, even though we still get a ton of calls and everything else, but you're kind of distracted because you're watching the other game, you're taking calls, doing that stuff. So anyway,
do they alternate that, or do they look at if somebody's deserved to get home field and then their West Coast team versus? Have they ever
95% sure they alternate it?
Yeah,
and the games, Super Bowl's on CBS, but this game will be on CBS at 6:40.
Yeah.
So anyway, should be a great one. Fourth playoff meeting all time. Remember last week, the Bills and Colts had never played in the postseason.
Yeah.
This is the fourth playoff meeting all time between the Bills and the Chiefs. The first since the 93 AFC title game.
93. Okay, so Jim Kelly was just kind of getting going, right?
And that was that Schottenheimer's teams back then for Kansas City? And remember, they were good, but good special teams.
Now, was Joe Montana gone by then? Early 90s. I'm trying to think who the Chiefs quarterback in 93 would have been.
Well,
I will effort it. You keep slinging your nuggets, and I will...
Oh, hang on. No, it's too late now.
Okay. You're much faster than I am.
Okay, yeah. The it was Joe Montana.
Oh, was it? Okay.
David Krieg was the backup.
Oh.
Marcus Allen was on that team.
Yeah, good team.
Yeah, very good team, obviously. Willie Davis, remember him?
Yeah.
Great wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Also a former Raider, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Yeah. As was Marcus Allen.
Yep.
Chiefs defeated the Bills this year at week 6, which we talked about, Phil, 26-17. Chiefs won 4 of the last 5 versus the Bills overall. Second franchise to host a conference championship in 3 years, joining the 2002-04 Eagles. Both teams were coached by Andy Reid, by the way.
How about that?
Chiefs, the 12th defending Super Bowl champ to host a conference championship. Prior 11 teams went 10-1, only lost by 1990 49ers versus Giants.
Huh.
Patrick Mahomes will become the youngest quarterback to start in 3 conference championships at the age of 25.
Yeah.
Chad Henne, 35 years, 206 days old on Sunday, would be the 3rd oldest quarterback in the Super Bowl era at time of first playoff start.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Andy Reid will become the 4th head coach to appear in at least 8 conference championships, joining Bill Belichick, who has 13, Tom Landry with 12, Don Shula with 8. Andy Reid... In conference championship games, Craig and Rick?
Hold on. Let me think about this.
7 games.
7 games. All right. I know.
And 4 with the Eagles, right?
Well, I was going to say, you made it once with the Eagles.
And but, lost at least.
2-5. 2-5.
Yes.
That's final answer.
2-5.
Good job, Rick.
Correct. Yes. 2-5.
But with Philly, didn't he make it to like 5? Was it something like 5 straight NFC title games?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Only Tom Landry at 5-7. And John Madden, 1-6, have more losses in the game.
John Madden was 1-6?
1-6 in conference championship games.
Oh,
yep.
That's not good. How come that doesn't hurt his legacy?
You know, he was one of the first coaches to get to 100 wins, too. I mean, it was back then. Bills won four straight AFC Championship games by a margin of 22 points per game.
Wow.
Josh Allen, 24 years old, 248 days old on Sunday, a chance to become the second youngest starting quarterback to defeat defending Super Bowl champion the playoffs. You know who was younger, 24 years and 6 days?
I'm going to go with Dan Marino, the one time he got to the Super Bowl.
No, because he didn't win.
Tom Brady. Win. He said to win.
To defeat. Yep.
Was it Tom Brady?
No. Oh, no, this guy, I'm sorry. Second youngest starting quarterback to defeat defending Super Bowl champion in the playoffs. A chance, yes, this was a chance. Kerry Collins, 24 years, 6 days.
Ah, with the Giants.
Yeah. They lost to the Ravens.
That's right. That was my first Super Bowl I mentioned earlier. Kerry Collins was the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got.
I think Trent
here.
Dilfer was for the Bucks or for the Ravens that day.
We all know Bills head coach Sean McDermott got his start in the NFL under Andy Reid with the Eagles. This will be the sixth time in the last 15 years a head coach will face a former assistant coach in the playoffs.
Hmm.
The assistant has lost each of the last five, by the way.
That always seems to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
College or pro.
Ben McAdoo was with the Giants, lost to Mike McCarthy and the Packers, 38-13. Mike McCoy, that was 2016. 2013, Mike McCoy with the Chargers, lost to John Fox and the Broncos, close, 24-17.
Mm-hmm.
2012, Chuck Pagano with the Colts, lost to John Harbaugh and the Ravens, 24-9. 2008, Brad, you remember this one?
Yeah.
Rick, Brad Childress with the Vikings, lost to Andy Reid and the Eagles, 26-14. Do you remember that one?
Chilly. I always remember.
That was a winnable game.
Yeah.
I always remember his bald head.
Brad Childress came from the Eagles, or he was the offensive coordinator of those four straight conference champions.
Yeah, and I think the other Jimmy Johnson was the defensive, the late Jimmy Johnson, not the coach, not the race car driver, but there's a third Jimmy Johnson was their good defensive coordinator at the time.
And the last one was 2006, Eric Mangini. They had beat the Patriots early in the regular season. But then they clobbered by the Patriots in 2006 in the playoffs, 37-16.
Wow.
The Chiefs finished the regular season with the most yards gained in the league while the Bills ranked second. This is the sixth playoff game since 1970 between the two top teams in total offense. And including playoffs, Josh Allen has won his last eight. Patrick Mahomes has won his last 11.
Mm.
If Mahomes can play, it would be the fourth instance where both quarterbacks carried win streaks of eight-plus games entering a conference title game.
Something's got to give.
The three previous times were 2016, Roethlisberger and Brady, 2007, Rivers and Brady, and 98, Chris Chandler and Randall Cunningham. Chris Chandler with the Atlanta Falcons. Remember that game, Rick?
Chris Chandler.
Afterwards?
No, what happened in that one, Pete?
Oh, there's a missed field goal.
Chris Chandler was in Indianapolis as a Colt before the Falcons when I was there as a young intern covering the team. And we used to call him Crystal Chandelier because he got hurt all the time.
He did.
He was a good quarterback. He just got hurt a lot.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Let's see what other nuggets we have here. Patrick Mahomes is 24-1 in his last 25 starts as a starter.
That's good.
The third quarterback since 1950 to go 24-1 or better in a 25-game span, joining Tom Brady and who else, you think?
24, I'll go back to my...
Before 1990.
I was going to say, I'm going to go back to Dan Marino.
No?
Because he just got off to a hot start early in his career.
No, believe it or not, Jim McMahon.
Really? With the Bears?
Yeah. Jim McMahon.
Wow.
Yep. Patrick Mahomes has a 5-1 career record in the playoffs, tied with the great Len Dawson for most wins by a starting quarterback in Chiefs history. Chiefs were 9-18. That's a .333 winning percentage in the playoffs prior to Mahomes. First playoff start pre-2018. Second worst playoff record in the NFL. Better than only the Bengals.
How about that? The Bengals. 0-7.
There's some great Bills numbers, too. The Bills matched a franchise record with 13 wins. They reached the Super Bowl each of the previous two times. They won 13 games, which was 90-91.
Yeah.
Allen set the franchise record for passing yards, 4,554, and passing touchdowns, 37. Imagine that. Jim Kelly never got there.
No.
Diggs set the franchise record for receptions with 127, receiving yards 1,535. Also became the first Bills player to lead the league in receptions or receiving yards, led in both.
We've got Junebug has called back. Remember, his phone crapped out. I don't know if he was at that 93 Chiefs-Bills game that you were talking about, but let's put him on. Let's find out. Junebug, what do you got?
Hey, Hey, yeah, that brought up some bad memories. I was at that game.
Really?
And let me tell you, Art the Bills fan, I'm glad he's a good cook, but I don't like any Bills fan. And I am completely ready to just win this game. Because let me just tell you what happened. I got to the game, and I'm at the gate waiting to get in. There's like a bunch of Bills fans ahead of me, and they all have about, I don't know, average age, eight-year-old sons, and you know, hanging on to daddy's hand.
Right.
And then the Chiefs fan bus pulls up, and Chiefs fans start getting off, and I'm not going to say what they said on air, but let's just pretty much say they were F-bombing, and the little tykes were looking up to dads like, are you serious? Like, and when I got in the game, and you know, everything was fine at first, but we got blown out. Montana got knocked out unconscious by, I think it was Bruce Smith. And all these Bills fans turned around and they said, you better leave now before you end up like your friend Joe. And they throw snowballs at me. But whatever. The thing I want to say is, guess who has a Super Bowl? The Chiefs. Actually, we have two. And what's the slogan for Bills? Boy, I love losing Super Bowls. Leave it at that.
By the way, Junebug, Art the Bills fan is listening. He says, bring it. He's thrown down the gauntlet.
And to answer, I got cut off earlier, but to answer your question, we have a Chiefs fan club that goes to Overtime Pizza on Cape Coral Parkway.
Yeah.
And we pack it out every week. And the Super Bowl last year was pretty electric. We had probably like 150 Chiefs fans there, and it was pretty electric.
Wow, there's that many of you down here. Okay, good, yeah, man.
We're swarming.
All right, well, good luck. All right, we'll talk to you next week, man. We'll get the lowdown on the post game.
Yeah, the final score of that game was 30-13 back in the
Thanks,
day
Jim,
in 93.
What was the final again?
30-13. It was only 7-6 at the end of the first, but 20-6 at the end of the. But that was 20-13 heading into the fourth quarter.
I was a big Montana fan, and I remember rooting for him at that point. I wanted to see him do it with the Chiefs like he did with the Niners, but he never did.
Montana was 9-23 in that game for 125 yards with a pick.
Well, that Bills defense.
Before he got knocked out. And David Craig came in and was decent.
Dave Craig.
Really, Dave Craig was, I think he came not right after Zorn, but he was around.
Yeah,
after that.
Seahawks.
Dave Craig was a really, really good quarterback.
He had small hands. Yeah, I think he was fumbled more than any other quarterback.
Kelly was okay. Kelly wasn't great. 17 of 27, 160 yards, no touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, that Bills defense was no joke back then. It was pretty good.
That was
Bruce Smith and company.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Tell you what, we got more nuggets on the NFC on the other side.
Yep.
We got a college football quiz. And then we are going to play Wikipedia. It is Jack Nicklaus's birthday. He's 81, if you can believe it. So we'll have Jack Nicklaus trivia for you coming up at Wikipedia. The Buccaneers continuing their playoff run Sunday afternoon in Green Bay. We start our coverage from Lambeau Field at 2 o'clock, kickoff at 3:05. And the Buccaneers playoff run in Southwest Florida is brought to you by Signs in One Day in Fort Myers off Alico Road. The Boathouse in Naples Bay will be tomorrow doing our show. My Shower Door, want to see more? And by Creel Tractor. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd at Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Thursday. Don't forget tomorrow's show. We are live from the Boathouse in Naples Bay. Come on by and see us. We're there from 2 to 6. Get some great food, hang out, great views. It's going to be nice. Sunny and upper 70s. It's going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And like Pete said, go on, boat on up to the deck. Show off your boat. That'll be cool. So we're looking forward to all that. We got Wikipedia around the corner. We got a college football quiz, a few more NFC championship nuggets by Pete, and a lot to get to here. So
Let's get it on, as the song says.
And before we do Nuggets, can I get – I know I'm springing this on you, but this just came down. This is a great conference championship. It's a list.
A list?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it ties in with the Nuggets, but this is a – you can both participate in this. I think you find this list very fun.
A list or a quiz if we're going to participate.
This is a list. All right. I mean, no, it's a list, but I'm going to make it a quiz because you'll get the gist of it.
You got it, all Rick?
Right. And now, a list.
All right. These five teams with the most players in the conference championships this weekend. There are five of them. They're all Power Five schools.
Okay.
One has 9, one has 8, 2 have 7, and 1 has 6.
All right.
You reach
guesses? Alabama, Roll Tide.
No.
Clemson.
No.
Georgia.
No. Hang on. Strike three. Rick?
Wow, I got cut off.
Hang on.
Ohio State.
No.
Wow.
Two more guesses.
Texas A&M.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Lucky guess. They're
well, fifth. Patrick Mahomes. They have 6. I'm just trying to think.
They have 6.
Now, I'm not going to say Cal, but...
Four Patrick, more to go. Two Patrick, have 7, one has 8, one has 9.
By the way, Patrick Mahomes was Texas Tech, not Texas A&M. So maybe that's one. I don't know. Texas Tech.
No.
No.
Rick has 2 more guesses.
Oh, sorry.
Oregon.
No. One more.
Oh, another guess for me?
Because you got one right, so you get
your
bonus.
Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan. Good guess.
No, yes. Oh. Michigan with 7. There's no other team that has 7, so that's 2.
Southern Cal.
No. You get 2 more guesses before Rick's turn. You're 0 for 4.
Yeah, I am. I noticed.
Teams with the most players in the AFC and NFC championships this weekend. We have Texas A&M in 5th place with 6. We have Michigan tied with this other team. Which got both of them.
And
one has 8, one has 9.
And you're telling me the Alabamas and the Georgias and the Ohio States not on this list?
Nope.
All right. Florida Gators.
Wrong. One more.
Florida State.
No. Rick, your turn. Craig's 0 for 6. He's ready to be benched. Pinch hitter coming in.
LSU.
Yes!
Whoa! Oh, why did I think
that? LSU is second most with 8. So you got 2 more. One has 9 and one has 7.
Notre Dame.
No.
Indiana.
No.
Definitely not.
Sir.
One more.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I had my 2.
I did 3.
Okay, throw it 3. Okay. Washington?
No. All right, Craig, 3 more guesses.
Miami.
No.
I've covered all the Florida schools.
Have you?
Well, not Central Florida.
No, it's the Power Five. I told you, they're all Power Five schools. So,
all right, Auburn,
no,
Tennessee,
no, getting warmer,
Kentucky,
no. Oh, for the, so, all right, one's an SEC school and one is a Big Ten school.
Penn State,
no, it's Rick's turn.
Wisconsin,
no.
Becoming a ridiculous list.
Nebraska.
No.
SEC. We said Florida, I'm sure.
Yes,
we
did.
That was an incorrect guess by me.
Wow.
Mississippi.
No.
Ole Miss. I mean, Mississippi State.
Yes! All right, that with 7. So we have LSU with 8. Mississippi State and Michigan with 7, Texas A&M 6, and this school has 9. Again, teams with the most players in this week's title.
We've mentioned like all the big schools, and we're missing the one with 9. It's an SEC school?
No.
Oh, Big Ten?
Yep.
All right.
Big boys.
Michigan State.
No.
All right, we've done Michigan.
You're 0 for 11.
Michigan State. Ohio State's not it. I'm not even going to guess Illinois or Northwestern. He said Wisconsin. Did you throw in Minnesota?
No. The answer is no.
It's not Rutgers or Maryland.
Iowa?
Yes!
There you go.
Rick sweeps the board. Iowa with 9, LSU 8, Mississippi State 7, Michigan 7, Texas A&M 6.
You're telling me Iowa has more players than anybody in the final? Wow. That's...
Well, and combined. In both,
yeah, I understand.
Of all 14, yeah.
You think they would have done better nationally as a program with all these good players.
They do well.
They do okay. They don't. You think they do better.
They do very well.
They don't play for the Big Ten Championship ever.
There always seem to be a game away, maybe two.
I mean, they always have one upset a year. They're good for that. All right, and that was not your college football quiz that you had?
No.
I hesitate to start it up.
I think you'll do well in the college football quiz.
All right, fire it up. We need a quiz, Rick.
Okay, no, hang on.
Let's do it. Oh, all right.
This is a quiz.
Hold on.
He wasn't ready. I moved quickly.
That's all right. The make sure I didn't delete it. Did I move it?
Didn't print it out, so you didn't have it.
Oh, it's right here. Hang on.
All right.
Is this it? No, it's not it. I know it's here. Hang on. No, that's the other days. Hold on.
Hold on, we ask that you please bear with us. We're gonna run out the music before we get the first question.
No. Oh, here we go.
Alex Trebek is frowning down upon you right now.
You like this one.
All right.
Both can produce me. Be organized here.
Okay.
Let's test your FBS geography, Division I geography.
Okay.
Okay. There are 11 states that are home to exactly 2 Division I football programs. Can you name them?
11 states to what?
That are home to exactly 2, not 2 or more, 2 FBS programs. Can you name them? So obviously Florida wouldn't be count because you've got more than obviously.
I think we've had this quiz or similar.
No,
one before,
one. Not this particular one.
All right.
Only 2. 11 states. Do not look at the text line.
I'm gonna go like Delaware.
No, Division One. Oh, Delaware, all Division One. It's always going to be Division One.
Iowa.
Iowa and Iowa State.
Yes, that is one.
All right, let's stay in corncob country for a minute. Does Nebraska have another big team? I mean, Creighton does it. That's
No, college football.
Okay. Wisconsin.
No. Wisconsin is Division One in football.
I don't know. I'm guessing at this point. How about Michigan? Michigan and Michigan State.
No.
No,
because you got Central Michigan, Eastern Michigan, Western Michigan.
Because I was just going to say Oklahoma, but the Tulsa's Division One. Yeah. So, okay.
Only 2.
Kansas.
Yes, Kansas State. Rick Church on a roll.
Rick is mopping it up today.
His back is hurting from piggybacking Craig.
Roll Tide, Alabama. Alabama and Auburn. They have another Division One?
Yeah, yes.
Who?
Birmingham?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the conference USA.
Oregon.
Yes.
Oh, Rick is
Oregon and Oregon State.
Washington.
Yes.
I get Craig's
Craig's on the board. Washington State. Yes.
There's 11
Arizona.
Yes. Arizona State.
Utah.
No.
Utah.
Oh, they only have one. Okay. Colorado.
No, they have Utah State.
How about Arizona? Arizona State.
Arizona, yes.
Did we say Colorado?
Colorado's
State.
Not one.
They're not? They got a third? Nope. Who the hell's a third team in Colorado? All right, let's start moving east. Did we do Oklahoma?
Yeah, Oklahoma's not one.
They're not us?
No. Oklahoma State, Tulsa.
Virginia?
Tulsa. No, but you're getting close.
South Carolina.
No. Again, these 11 states with exactly 2 FBS programs.
Tennessee.
No.
Maryland?
Yes.
Dang,
Maryland and who?
I don't know.
Sure you do. What's the other D1 school in Maryland?
UMBC.
No, that plays football. That plays football. This is a horrible.
I can't tell.
This is a horrible.
I can't name a second.
This
team
is a right. Yes, you can. Yeah. This is a horrible hint, and I'm telling you right now. This is a terrible hint. You'll get it in 2 seconds.
Well, what's the hint?
part of a Village People song.
All right, there's YMCA. There's
Macho Man.
What's the other?
In the Navy.
Oh, Navy. See?
Oh, nice. Have we checked off the 11 yet?
No. No.
How many more we got?
A few.
A few. That's a vague answer.
Arkansas?
Yes. Arkansas and?
Arkansas State.
Arkansas State. Very good.
Do we do Mississippi?
It's not. That's not one.
That's not one? There's a 13 have, in Mississippi?
You have...
West Virginia.
Yes. Name the schools.
Somebody's cheating.
No, somebody's wait a cheating. Minute. That was the only one I cheated on.
West Virginia and who?
Marshall.
Yes.
Marshall.
I will admit,
two more.
I will admit, Chris stuck his head in the door and said West, but that was the only one.
See, he hates it when he's not
actually,
on the air and he hears these quizzes.
Three more.
Have we done Rutgers and Jersey?
No. Not one. Nope.
Music. Oh, that's it. You're going to have to give us the winning answers.
No, I'm not.
What is it?
No, I'm not.
No, it's over. We did not get the answers.
There's three more. Okay, one's in the Northeast. One state is in the Northeast.
Maine.
No. They don't have Division I football. They have AA. They have FCS.
Oh. New York?
No.
Massachusetts.
Why do you act all exasperated?
Because
this is the hardest quiz.
What Division I football school in Maine do you know of? None.
Maine, not
Division I football, but in Massachusetts, yes. Who are the two schools?
UMass by the harbor.
Boston College and Boston University.
No.
Boston College. This is
Division I football.
Okay.
UMass, one of the worst teams in college football, and BC. Okay. And UMass is nowhere near a harbor of any stretch. All right, two more.
All right, just give us more hints.
New Mexico. Can you figure that one out?
New Mexico State.
Very good.
Nailed it.
And one more, Nevada.
Nevada and UNLV.
Yes.
Wow. All right, wow. We did it.
I thought you'd fly through that.
Ugh. No.
Yeah.
That was hard.
That was not that hard. That was way easier than your who stood outside in the cold quiz yesterday for my... My president's quiz.
Rick Church.
Ronald Reagan's favorite color? What favorite jelly bean did Ronald Reagan like?
Rick Church, can you tell me the last president to be inaugurated indoors because it was too cold outside?
I can't.
Okay. It was Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Second term. He couldn't get it, and he chastised me for it. I thought it was common knowledge. I remember watching it.
Good for you. I was in class that day.
Well, it wasn't senior year. Skipping.
All right. Skipped for the inauguration.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Nerd.
Indiana gave everybody the day off.
All right, listen, boys and girls. It is time to play Wikipedia. Another, hopefully not so dreadful quiz. This is one that everybody should be able to get answers to.
Oh, God.
It is Jack Nicklaus's birthday. He's 81. So we're doing Jack Nicklaus trivia, all you golf fans out there. What we need is caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Play against Pete, Wikipedia, win $50, a $50 gift card to KJ Steakhouse at Fort Myers, featuring prime steaks, seafoods, happy hour cocktails, and daily specials in-house. Caller number 9, Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. There. We've got Sweet Bay on the phone.
All
right. Number 9. Sweet Bay, how you been?
Sweet Bay.
I've been doing good, man. I finally got through. I've been like caller number 5 forever.
I know. This is good. Congratulations. All right, we're going to do Jack Nicklaus trivia. By the way, are you a golfer, Sweet Bay?
I play a little golf. Well, I hit the little round ball, if you want to call that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good enough. All right.
I religiously listen to Jeff Nixon and Andy Scott on Sunday morning.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe that'll help you out. All right, let's put it to good use. First one of 3 correct answers is a winner, and you get to go first. Sweep A, question number 1. Jack Nicklaus's most common nickname?
The Golden Bear.
That is correct. You are off to a very good start. 1-0. Pete Shepard.
Yes.
When Jack won the Masters in 86 for his final major, 2 men tied for 2nd. Can you name one?
Tom Kite, I believe.
I cannot accept that answer.
Cannot?
Sweep A.
I'm going to go with Seve Ballesteros.
It was Greg Kite or Greg Norman. Greg Kite.
It's not Greg Kite. It's Tom Kite. Greg Norman was probably the other one. Yeah, Tom Kite is the answer.
You know what? You know what? You know what? I'm going to admit an error there on my typo when I was typing these out. I had a little brain cramp.
That's okay.
I was kind of confused by that myself. I was like, wait a minute. Something doesn't seem right here.
I always thought Tom Kite looked like Elton John with the glasses on.
I can see that.
When I was a kid. I don't know.
I can see
that. Sorry, I didn't jump on it.
I apologize for the brain cramp. Every once in a couple weeks, I may make a mistake.
That's a percentage down to.
Okay, we're tied at one. Let's get this train back on the track. Sweet Bay, here's your question. How many majors did Jack win?
20. Oh.
No. 18.
He was 18.
Yep.
Okay.
Close.
All right. Let's see. Pete, when Jack won the Masters in 86, he shot a final round of 65. What did he shoot on the back nine to seal the deal?
Oh, that was a, I believe it was 30.
Oh, nicely done, Pete Shepard, a 2-1 lead.
No, I was on April vacation with my dad. It was a beautiful summer day, and we just got done playing golf. Instead of going to the pool, we rushed upstairs and watched. So I remember that whole thing very well.
Sweep A, your chance to tie, if you could tell me Jack Nicklaus's wife's name.
Barbara.
That is correct. All right, we have a heated battle at 2-2. This question is for Pete. Jack won 18 majors.
Yep.
How many professional tournaments did he win?
On the PGA Tour?
I will accept either total or just PGA Tour.
I think the PGA Tour, and I know this because watching the Tiger Woods documentary on HBO, they went through this again in episode 2. I believe it's 73.
That is correct. Pete Shepard closes the door with a W.
Yep.
Oh.
It's like he just nailed a putt from the fairway.
Just chipped in.
Now I'm 1-3. I'm 1-3.
I thought you never got through.
Yeah, I thought you said you had trouble getting through.
No, I got through that one time, and then I got cut off when you guys had that phone error.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I was on hold, and then I would have won that one, I choked on the home run thing.
I
blew Barry Bonds. How could I not know Barry?
That's
well,
okay.
Well, listen, Sweet Bay, we're still going to take care of you from KJ Steakhouse. Thank you for playing, and I'm glad you got in.
All right, thank you guys. I love listening.
All right, thank you, appreciate it. Rig says spot on Craig LOL, and Toothbrush says for a guy that works in sports radio, Craig really doesn't know a whole lot of sports information.
He claims
to be right all the time, but. In the last thing that he was wrong most of the time.
No, he didn't. He made a typo with Tom Kite, Greg Kite. Calm down. I can rip my partner. You can't.
All right. I think the rest of these are pretty easy. Could you tell me where Jack was born?
In Buckeye Country, Columbus,
yes,
Ohio.
That's correct.
Yeah.
At Ohio State, he actually for a while played two sports, golf and?
He was a really good point guard, I think, at basketball.
He actually was on the football team, and Woody Hayes told him to stick to golf, so he didn't really play. But
maybe I'm thinking his high school career.
Yeah, maybe. Jack was probably like a 5-sports star in high school. Yeah. Probably dominated. How many green jackets?
Six.
Yes, yeah. And how many U.S. amateurs did he win?
I don't know. I think this is one of your trick questions, because didn't he come and he graduated? I don't think any.
No, he won two in 59 and 61. And this is where
he turned pro, I think, it's right after.
Well, here's the controversial thing. And I could have gave Sweet Bay this. When I asked how many majors did he win, 18. Jack will tell you he won 20 because he counts the U.S. amateurs.
But that's not professional.
Correct. But Jack will put that into comment. In fact, that was a controversy for a while when Tiger was climbing up the ladder. But, yeah, he in his own mind, considers himself a 20-time major winner because he includes the U.S. amateurs.
I don't think you can do that.
Oh, we don't, but he does. But, he'll tell you that in a conversation.
Yeah, but.
Anyway, so that's why I ultimately did not give that point to Sweet Bay when he said 20 majors. All right.
Rig comes back, says, appreciate you taking the joke, Craig. Tell Chris to stop taking days off.
No, he's going to be off most Thursdays because he has administrative duties. So that's just
he's not, actually here in the building.
He's here, yeah.
He actually stuck his head in and helped Rick cheat against me in the last college football
he
quiz.
He helped with one answer, Craig.
I made all the difference. It tilted the scale because we were like neck and neck. It's like a presidential election right down the wire. Well, really.
Any more questions? We're done?
No, that's it. We're done.
Cool.
We got the 5 o'clock hour coming up. Lots of great stuff there. More football. And don't forget, if you want to join us with Tim Tebow, you could do it on Saturday. He's coming back into town, and he'll be at the Coconut Point Hyatt for an evening with Tim Tebow. Now, you can't just walk in there. Proceeds go to the Path to Freedom's efforts on behalf of local child and teen human trafficking survivors. So if you want to get your tickets or your entry, check out the details. For the event at the website pathtofreedom.org. And the 2 is the number 2, pathtofreedom.org. Or call 239-938-6516. And you can join me, Pete, and Tim Tebow on Saturday night. And again, for more details, pathtofreedom.org. Or call the number 239-938-6516. Hot takes, 5 o'clock hour, all coming up. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.